姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们又能一起来到你的面前来赞美你，来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, once again we come to you, worship you, and praise you.
因为是你的恩典，你把我们这些本为灭亡的人，能够带到你恩典的国度。
It is your grace that we ought to perish, and yet entered into your kingdom.
让我们能够有这个权柄，能够称你为阿爸父神。
So that we may have the privilege to call you Abba Father.
天父，就求主你的圣灵与在座的每一位同在。
May your spirit be with each one of us here today.
在我们这个中间运行。
That move in our midst.
让你的话语能够进入我们的心。
May your words be entered into our hearts.
能够让我们的生命能够透过你的话语、你的圣灵来得到改变。
So that our life may be changed through the Spirit and your words.
能够更爱主，能够更愿意听主你的话语。
So we love you even more and more willing to listen to you.
我们就要祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
那么记得在中学的时候呢，学过一门课程，就叫做《社会发展简史》。
So I remember when I was in high school, I took a class is on the history of social development.
那么里面讲的主要内容就是说，人类社会呢发展是由低级到高级，从野蛮到文明，从等级到平等。
It's basic teaches that the society developed from lowercase to higher, and from barbarians into more civilized.
那么这样的发展呢，必须是经过那么这么五个社会的阶段。
So to do this, it would go through five stages.
那么就是从原始的部落，那么到奴隶社会。
So from the original people into the
奴隶社会，奴隶
slaves.
Yeah.
To the slaves.
那么再从奴隶社会呢，就过渡到封建社会。
Then from slaves.Into the royalties.
那么然后呢，到了这个资本主义社会
，and they could become capitalist.
那么最后到了社会主义，直到共产主义社会
，and then move to socialist.
那么最后的共产主义社会呢，就可能就是一种最高级的、最文明的、没有等级差别的社会。
So the highest would be the one without any different classes.
那么因为奴隶社会呢，存在着奴隶与奴隶主的这种的等级差别。
So in the slave system, there is the difference between slaves and the owners.
而封建社会呢，又存在着地主跟农民之间的这种等级差别。
And then you have the landlords and the farmers.
而资本主义社会还存在着资本家跟工人之间的这种差别。
And you have the capitalists and the workers.
但是到了这个社会主义社会呢，就基本上就是要消除了这些等级差别。
So in the social system.That you eliminated all those classes.
那么只是因为物质还不是那么理想的丰富
，because there is not enough abundant material.
但是说到了共产主义呢，人们就能够等级差别就会完全消除。
When you came into communist, the entire difference in the classes would be eliminated.
那么物质和精神文明就会达到一个高度的文明。
So that.Spiritually, you will reach a highest stage.
那么人们就会过上这种人人平等、按需分配的这种理想的生活。
So everybody can live the equal life.
那么虽然这是一套这个不可能实现的理论
，even though this is impossible to happen.
但是从这里面也能反映出这种人类对这种平等的这种向往。
This also.Reflect that people looking for equality.
其实人类呢，他一直在努力改变人与人之间这种不平等的关系。
And the people are usually trying to change the inequality in the society.
那么手段呢，是从和平到暴力，各样有各式的途径。
So there are many different ways that we can go from a terrorist into peacefulness.
那么目的就是为了打造一个和睦相处、没有这个压迫和等级的社会。
So the purpose is to reach a society there is no oppression.
所以呢，就一个政权，那么代替另一个政权，一个王朝灭掉另一个王朝。
So one policy, one dynasty replaced another dynasty, one policy replaced another policy.
但是呢，几千年的这种社会的发展证明，不论社会怎么样改变，那么从来没有出现过真正消除人与人之间这种不平等的这种的理想的社会。
So that's, it doesn't matter what people do, they can never eliminate the inequality.
那么原因就是发明这一套理论的人，他不知道所有人的本性都是恶的、自私的，是以自我为中心的。
The reason is the people who invented the theory, they do not know the nature of man. They are basically self-centered.
所以只有福音才能打破这种人与人之间的这种的阶层的差别。
So only gospel can break the difference between men.
把每一个人都能够拉到一个同等的层面。
So can bring everyone to the same degrees of equality.
认识到我们每一个人都是不分男女老少，我们都是不凭卑贱富贵，都不分种族文化，我们都是罪人。
So it doesn't matter what race, what age, what sex you are, we are all sinners.
所以这是我们每一个人的身份，就是罪人。
So we are all sinners.
那么今天呢，我们就来看一看初代教会，那么福音是怎么样打破人与人之间这种的阶层的不同。
So today we're going to look at the early church. How did they break the differences in the hierarchy?
那么把他们拉到同一个罪人的这个层面。
So they all can be brought into being sinners.
我们从这四个不同的人群来分享。
We think about this from different types of people.
那么里面我们会谈到有需要的这些寡妇。
There are widows who are in need.
那么还有专心传道的使徒。
And those who are apostles who concentrate on ministry.
还有这些被圣灵充满的执事。
And those deacons full of deacons by spirit.
还有这群这个信从真道的祭司
，and also the priests who can teach the truth。
我们先看来第一个人群就是有需要的寡妇。
The first group is the widows who are in need。
那么这在第一章第六章的第一节，这里说，那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
So in the Chapter 6, verse 1. Now in these days, where the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution.
大家还记得从前面的信息呢，我们看到。
If you remember from the previous message,
那么自从五旬节圣灵降临，门徒就大得了能力。
Ever since Pentecost, the disciples received strength.
那么彼得的两次讲道，信徒从刚开始的120多人，一下猛增到了8000多人。
So because of Peter's two preaching, the number of believers increased from 120 to 3,000.
那么许多信徒，而且是他们卖了他们的田产家业，那么拿到教会一起来分享。
So many believers sold their possessions and share with the church.
那么在那段特殊的时期，这些会众呢是过着一种乏物公用的这种生活。
During that period, everybody shared the same things.
那么在使徒行的四章三四节里面告诉我们说，那种没有一个缺乏的。
They have no one in need.
也就是说，物质上他们是没有缺乏的。当时。
So they have no lacking in their materials.
然而呢，因为人多，还是会有一些人照顾不到。
But because there are many people, so they cannot take care of everyone.
所以呢，就是一些讲希腊话的寡妇，在日常的供应上呢，就被忽略掉。
So many of the Hellenist widows were neglected in their daily life.
因此呢，在会众中说希腊话的这些犹太人呢，就像说希伯来语的这些犹太人发出了怨言。
So the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews.
那么这些说被忽略了，意思也就是说有，就是他们没有得到该应得的那些这个满足。
Basically, they were ignored.
就没有照顾的周到。
They didn't take good care of them.
那么这个呢，并不是因为物质的短缺。
This is not because they're lacking in things.
而是因为人的因素，那么他们的某些需要呢，没有得到注意满足。
So this is caused by human factors.
那么不管是过去还是现在，
It doesn't matter past or now.
那么在每一个社会中呢，都有一些弱势的群体。
So in every group, there are groups of people. What did you say?
软弱的。
Oh, there are also weak people.
对，比如婴幼儿呀，孤寡老人呀，这些身体或这个头脑有残障的这些人。
So think about the infants, about the elderly, and also who are handicapped.
那么这里面提到的是一些寡妇。
Here they're mentioned are the widows.
那么寡妇呢，就是往往他们就是无依无靠，是仰望这个人来，他其他人来供养他们。
So they depend on other people to take care of them.
那么此处提到的说希腊话的犹太人。
So there are the Jews who speak Greek.
那么是指那些过去被掳散居在各地的犹太人。
They are pointing to the Jews who are dispersed.
那么经过多年的这些在外的寄居，那么其实他们对犹太的传统已经就是忘了很多。
Because they've been exiled for many, many generations, they forgot all the Jewish customs.
他们又拥抱那些希腊文化和思想。
So they basically are the Greeks in their thought, in their culture.
所以这些人呢，被视为是自由派的犹太人。
So they would talk about it as a free Jews.
那么这个里面的希伯来人，他是指那些在巴勒斯坦久居的犹太人。
The Hebrews were pointing to the Jews who lived in Palestine.
也就是说，他那没有被掳到了外地，就是本地的这些犹太人。
So they were not the exiles.
那么他们说希伯来语或者是亚兰语。
So they speak Armenian or Hebrew.
他们以不与外族人混杂，那么为荣耀。
So they don't mix with outsiders.
那么他们也同时呢鄙视那些说希腊话的希腊人。
They actually despise those Greeks who speak Greeks.
那么这些说希腊话的犹太人呢，因为听信福音，所以呢他们就从那些被掳的地区来到耶路撒冷，加入了这里的教会。
So the Hellenists came for the gospel in Jerusalem.
那么看上去呢，他们是返回故土，其实他们其实就像是背井离乡。
It looks like they're going back to their own country. Actually, they left their own country.
那么他们是在耶路撒冷了，其实几乎就是举目无亲的状态。
And they have no relatives in Jerusalem.
所以他们中间的寡妇呢，在教会中更是这个弱势中的弱势。
So their widows are just the weakest in the church.
那么虽然当时的教会呢，它是凡物共用。
Even though in the church they all share the whole things.
那么就是这样的，他们在供给的事上呢，还是有被忽略的地方。
Still, in their days, they can be neglected.
那么如果从属世的角度我们来看，其实这就是一个社会福利分配不公的问题。
So this is a problem from socially speaking, is an equal disturbance.
然而呢，在神的教会中，每个肢体在神的眼中它是一样的宝贵。
But in the church, everyone should be precious.
那不管是寡妇，或者曾经你是一位祭司，
whether you're a widows or you're a priest,
也不管你是这个教会里面的执事，还是你是当时的使徒，
whether you are apostles or you are deacons,
那么在神的眼中，那么每个人都是神的儿女。
But in God's eye, they are all God's children.
那么因着神的大能，那么寡妇也成为了神的儿女。
So even the widow can be God's daughter.
那么因着神的大爱，他们不会因为弱势就被忽略掉。
Because God's love, they won't ignore those who are weak.
那么也就是说，福音打破了这种实际上存在的阶层的差别。
So this is what the gospel breaks.Down the hierarchy,
使每个信耶稣的人都知道自己是蒙恩的罪人。
So all the people who believe in Jesus, they know they are believers.
那么也是蒙神所爱的神的儿女。
So they are blessed children of God.
那么人可能是因为这些寡妇不被注意到，就忽略他们。
I don't understand.
那么这些寡妇可能会因为人注意不到就被忽略。
So, those widows, people didn't pay attention to them, so they were ignored.
但是神的眼目遍察全地，他一个也忽略不掉。
But God's eyes covers all.
他不会忘记他们。
He would not forget them.
那么大家，我们可以一起想一下，我们是否也经常就是忽略一些我们周围的人？
So we can think, do we sometimes ignore the people in our midst?
忽略一些我们教会中的弟兄姐妹或者经常见到的人。
Have we ignored the people, brothers, sisters in the church or the visitors?
那么为什么我们忽略了他们了？
Why did we ignore them?
那么一些人其实经常，一些人经常在教会可以看到。
We usually can see them.
但你是不是知道他们的名字？
Do you know their names?
你有没有联系过他们，了解他们的一些生活的情况？
Did you try to understand their life?
那么也可能有一些人经常来教会，突然几次看不见了。
Maybe some people usually come and then disappeared.
那你有没有去主动的跟他们联系，了解一些他们是否有些事情需要帮助？
So did you actively reach out to them?
那么即使说是你这因为各种原因你做不到什么，但是我想祷告是每个人都能够做到的。
Even though you may not be able to do much, but at least you can pray.
我们可以为这些人诚心的去祷告，求神来怜悯他们，求神来解决他们生活中的各样的困难。
So we can pray for them and ask God to have mercy on them.
那么如果你还没有这样做，
If you have not done this,
那么我鼓励大家呢，今天就开始做这件事情。
I encourage you to do that today.
那我们外面呢有一个纸盒子。
We have a little box outside.
那么呢，里面装有一些纸条。
There are many slips of paper.
那么上面呢有一些人的名字，还有他们的联络的方式。
So basically, they have names and.Wish to contact them in the box.
那么这些里面的人呢，主要就是那些慕道友。
So these are the seekers.
那么也有一些就是我们中间弟兄姐妹还没有受洗的这些人。
Or some are people in our midst who have not been baptized.
那么也有一些我们中间弟兄姐妹还没有信主的他们的配偶。
Or could be.The unbelieving spouse of our brothers and sisters.
那么，如果你愿意，请大家离开的时候，从那里面每个人可以拿一个纸条来，能够跟他们联络，跟他们问候。
So when you leave, you may take a number and call them.
可以问他们有没有我们可以帮助他们的，他们有什么需要没有
？And ask them if there's anything you can help them with.
那么了解了教会中被忽略的这些寡妇，我们再来看另一群教会中的人物。
After we talk about the widows, let's talk to the other people.
那么这就是那些专心传道的使徒。
The apostles who devoted to ministry.
那么在第二节和第四节这儿说，那么十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合意的。那么第四节这儿说，但我们要专心以祷告、以祈祷传道为事。
So in Acts 6, verse 2, and the 12 summoned the four members of the disciples and said, It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Verse 4, but we would devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
那么前面我们也知道呢，尽管受到来自这些犹太教的逼迫，教会还是继续的大大的复兴。
So even though we know because of persecution, and yet the church is going on very strong.
然而呢，使徒们并没有因此他们感觉到满足或者骄傲。
But the apostles did not become proud or because they're so satisfied.
那么他们知道神所交托他们的主要责任，那是要传讲神的道。
Because they know that their responsibility from God is to devote themselves to the words.
其实呢，如果这一群人不是因为信福音被联合在了一起
Those people, the only reason they were connected together is because of the gospel.
如果他们是因为共同反抗罗马政府的统治聚在一起。
You lost me.
如果他们是为了反抗罗马政府联合在一起。
Are they come here for gospel or because they're against the Romans?
不是这个，就是我的意思就是，如果这群人不是因为福音联合在一起，而是因为反抗罗马政府联合在一起。
Those people came not because of the gospel, they came because they are against the Romans.
对，如果是这样子的话，那么其实他们可能就会形成一支由十二个人领导的这样一场农民的起义，有可能。
如 if that's the case,
yeah,
but that's not the case.
Yeah.
You confuse me.
Sorry.
This is hard to translate. I don't know where you're going with this.
对，我再说一遍，就是如果这些人不是因为福音的关系联合在一起，而是由于为了反抗罗马政府集合在一起，他们可能就形成一个反抗罗马政府的农民起义的军队了。
So if those people who came here because they're opposed to the Romans, that they become a group of violent people against the government.
那么这种情况就是使徒深知，随着教会人数急剧的增长。
So the church number continued to grow.
如果他们为了照顾这些数千人的这些生活而耽误了传神的道，这是不合适的。
So it's not right for them to take care of their daily life and then ignore the ministry of the word.
那么他们知道呢，主耶稣复活升天的时候，那么交托他们的使命是把主的道要传遍耶路撒冷、犹太全地，直到地极。
Because they know that as before Jesus ascended, they told them to make disciples of all nations.
所以呢，不论情形怎么样，传讲神的道要放在所有这些需要的首位。
So I think, but it doesn't matter what, they have to take care of them.
那么在当时的教会中，十二使徒的身份和地位，那么和这些寡妇是没有不同的。
So among these 12 disciples, the people in the church, whether they're widows or not, it doesn't make any difference.
所以他们都是蒙恩的罪人，也都是神的儿女。
They were all blessed sinners, they are all children of God.
那不同的只是他们有使徒的职分。
The difference is because they have the identity as apostles.
所以呢，使徒们呢，他并没有担心他们这样做可能会引起人们说他们爱心不够。
So the apostles didn't want to do things to make people think they do not love enough.
所以他们知道主交托他们首要的任务，那是要专心以祈祷和传道为事。
So they know that their only responsibility is to minister the word and to be a mission.
所以他们要把这些管理饭食、这些照顾的这些事情了，要交给别的门徒来这个管理。
So they want the other people to take care of the needs of the others.
所以其实呢，我们每日生活，我们都会遇到怎么样安排这个优先的问题。
So actually, in every day, we have to arrange priorities in our lives.
那我们信耶稣的人都说，我们的第一优先就是神。
So as believers, we say our highest priority is God.
但是我们在实际生活中所行的跟我们所说的，我们是不是一致呢？
But are we consistent in what we say and what we do?
那么传福音是给万民，也是主耶稣给我们每个蒙恩得救之人的命令。
So to make disciples of all nations is a commandment from the Lord for everyone.
那么使徒保罗呢，他在罗马书一章十六节他说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
So the Paul, Apostle Paul in Romans says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And the gospel comes first to the Jews, then to the Gentiles.
那么我们是不是在面对世人的耻笑或者拒绝的时候，还继续相信神的大能，愿意卑微我们自己来传福音 给我们周围那些还没有信主的人呢？
When we are being ridiculed by people, are we willing to continue not to be ashamed of the gospel and to preach to the people in our midst?
那么教会中不但呢有寡妇这群容易被人忽略的人群，那么也有专心传道的这个使徒，那么教会中还有第三类人，就是被圣灵充满的执事。
Not only there is a needy widows or devoted apostles in the church, there are deacons who are full of spirit.
那么第三节跟第五到六节就在谈到这个执事。那么第三节说，所以弟兄们，当初你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。那么第五节、第六节说，大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，那是大有信心、圣灵充满的人；又拣选腓力、伯罗哥罗，那么尼加拿、提门、巴米拉，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼格拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒们祷告了，就按手在他们身上。
So in verse 3, therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty.
那么这里选出的这七个人来呢？
Yeah, do you want me to read the following?
对。
So,You skip the verse 4 and on verse 5, and what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicolaus, who is a proselyte.
那么这里选出的这七个人可以说是新约教会的第一批的执事。
So this is the first group of deacons in the New Testament church.
那么他们不是一群经验丰富的这些后勤的部长。
So they are not very experienced people.
那么圣经说他们是一群有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
So they have good reputation, and they're full of a spirit.
那么这七个人呢，他们都有的名字是希腊名字。
They all have a Greek name.
所以他们很可能都是说希腊话的犹太人。
So they are all likely the Greek-speaking Jews.
也就很可能都是从外地来到犹太这儿的这些外籍的犹太人。
So there are outside Jewish people who came back.
所以不是说希伯来语或亚兰语的这些本地的犹太人。
So they are not the native Jews who speak either Hebrew or Armenian.
所以就是使徒们选这些推选这些，并没有推选这些本地的耶路撒冷人做这些执事。
So the disciples did not elect the native Jews.
他们也没有推选说是跟耶稣在一起的这些拿撒勒的这些人做这些执事。
They did not elect the deacons from.Those Galileans.
那么他们推举这些执事只有三个标准。
There are three standards for their choosing them.
就是好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足。
So they have a good reputation. They are full of spirit and they are wise men.
那么好名声也就是说在众人面前有好的见证。
So they have a good testimony before people.
那么这样他才能得到别人对他们的尊重。
And then they can be respected by others.
那么被圣灵充满了，就是说常常顺服圣灵的带领。
So if they are full of a spirit, that means they often have the Holy Spirit in them.
那么生命不是按自己的情欲去行，乃是按照圣灵的管制去行。
So they do things according to the Spirit, not according to their fleshly desire.
那么在加拉太书的五章十六到十七节。这里说，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们就不能做你们所愿的做的工作。
So in Galatians chapter 5, 16, 17. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other.
那么在第五章的二十五节，他说：“我们若是靠着圣灵得生，就当靠着圣灵行事。”
So on verse 25, it says, "If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit."
也就是说，我们如果是一个重生得救的人，我们里面就有圣灵在我们里面，我们就会按照圣灵去行。
So if we are truly born again, we will have spirit in us, and therefore we will act according to the spirit.
我们这样呢，才能结出五章二十二节到二十三节这些圣灵的果子。
This way we can bear all the spirit of the fruit of the spirit.
也就是说，仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制。
So that's love.Joy, peace. Let me think. 仁爱、喜乐、和平、温柔、忍耐。English is love, joy, peace, patience, self-discipline, and.One more. Never mind.
那么其实这些呢，都是在教会服侍的人当有的品格。
Should be the fruit that people have who serve in the church.
那么智慧充足，在这里就是指既有对神的全面的认识，又常从敬畏神的心。
So when they are full of wisdom, that means they know the Bible verses well.They also have a desire to please the God.
那么就像箴言九章十节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
So just like Proverbs 9 says, to fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To know, to have knowledge is to know the Holy One.
也就是说，在学举执事这件事情上，当时他们的标准就是既要对圣经有很好的认识，也要有管理教会的这些的热心爱心。
So in other words, they have to be enthusiastic to do the things around the church, and also to have a desire to learn the words from God.
而有圣经的知识，我们才能够有明确的带领，如何来行事。
When we have the knowledge of the Bible, then we know how to live the life.
那么，不管是在教会还是在社区
，It doesn't matter whether in church or in the community.
那么，都有热心服侍的人。
We have people who are very desirous of to serve.
其实呢，最重要的呢，不是热心的程度，而是要知道我们侍奉的是谁。
So it's not how enthusiastic we are. It depends if we know who they are.
那么有没有从神而来的爱心
？Do they have the love that come from God？
那么单有热心却没有爱心和神的话语的装备。
So if they only have enthusiasm, but they do not have the equipment from God's words.
那我们的服事很可能就不会合乎神的旨意。
So our service will not be pleasing to God.
我们的热心可能就不会长久。
So our enthusiasm will not last long.
而单单有神的话语却没有爱心的话
，If we only have God's words without love.
我们也可能会落入那和法利赛人一样的假冒伪善。
So we can be just like the Pharisees.
那么不论是这七位执事，还是那些被忽略的妇女和十二使徒
，Whether these seven deacons are those 12 apostles.
那么他们在教会没有地位高低的区别。
They don't have different positions in differences in their positions in the church.
那么他们只有那些职分的不同。
They only have a different ministry.
那么是同一个福音改变了他们每个人的生命。
Is the same gospel changed their life?
所以在神的面前，他们都成了神所爱的儿女。
But before God, they all become children of God.
我们再来看另一群被福音改变的人。
There's another kind of person who were changed by the gospel.
这就是那些信从真道的被福音改变的这些祭司。
The priests that were obeying the truth.
那么第七节他说，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
In verse 7, and the word of God continued to increase, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith.
那么按照神赐摩西的律法典章。
According to the law that God gave to Moses,
那么祭司呢，必须是从利未支派中来选立。
Priest has to come from the Levites.
而且犹太人呢，要从他们的财产中拿出十分之一来献给利未人。
So the Jews should take one tenth from their property to give to the Levites.
而利未人呢，再从他们的收入里面拿出十分之一，再给这些祭司们。
And the Levites take one tenth to give to the priests.
所以祭司呢，在这些犹太人的眼中，可以说是生活富有，而且地位非常的尊贵。
So the priests are very wealthy and respected.
那么被主的福音他们改变以后呢，其实他们就会放弃他们曾经拥有过的这些人所看为看上的这些优越感。
So when they were changed by the gospel of the Lord.They changed all their feelings of superiority.
他们就和这些寡妇、这些弱势的群体就站在了同一个地位。
So they become the same, just like the widow.
那么这些祭司呢？他们大多数也是撒都该人。
And those priests are also most of them are.Sadducees.
我们知道撒都该人嘛，他们是不相信复活这回事儿。
The Sadducees do not believe in resurrection.
但是这些祭司呢，被福音改变以后，那么他们也放弃了他们过去所相信的那些根深在他们心中的那些教义。
So for those priests, after they become changed by the gospel, they have to give up all their previous beliefs.
所以他们本来不相信复活，现在相信了复活的耶稣就是基督。
They did not believe in resurrection, but now they believe the resurrected Christ is the Messiah.
所以他们的工作本来是在圣殿中执行那些献祭的礼仪。
Their work in the past is to make offering sacrifices in the temple.
但是因着信从耶稣基督救赎的真道。
Because they believed in Jesus.
他们相信主耶稣就是他们一直盼望的那个完美的祭物，
完美的
祭物，献的祭物，
完美的。They believe Jesus is the perfect sacrifice.
那么他们不再需要任何的祭牲了，因为耶稣基督就是那最后的被赎的羔羊。
So they do not need any more animals because Jesus is the lamb.
他们行这些礼仪再没有任何意义了。
So there's no more any meaning by performing those ceremonies.
所以呢，这些信耶稣的祭司们就等同于他们放弃了一份收入丰厚、受人尊重的工作。
So these priests, they have given up their previous noble job and now become a regular believer.
也就是说，他们为了信从真道，他们宁愿丢弃世上的这些名利。
So because this faith, they have given up all those prophets.
那么新约中讲到祭司的时候，我们常常看到他们是和这些法利赛人、文士和长老老是在一起。
So when we read the Bible, when they really talk about the priest, they are always be with the elders and the Pharisees.
而且他们在一起经常做的事情，就是在逼迫、污蔑或者想法子来害死主耶稣。
all they did is try to despise and try to eliminate Jesus.
然而呢，基督耶稣的福音改变了这些祭司的生命。
But because of the gospel, Jesus changed all those priests.
那么他们不怕面对来自法利赛人、文士这些长老的这些羞辱或者是耻笑。
They are not fear to face all the previous elders and the Pharisees.
而是放下这些名利，勇敢地为主耶稣做见证。
So they gave up all their prosperity and be courageously promoting Jesus' gospel.
那么不信复活的祭司，那么因着信福音的大能而改变了他们过去的信仰。
So for those did not believe in Jesus in the past, now they changed their beliefs.
他们归信了耶稣。
They returned to Jesus.
那么其实我们在传福音时也会遇到类似的问题。
So we also face the same problem in our work.
那么一些非基督徒他们不信神。
For the Christians who do not believe in God.
他们说因为他们不信神了，因为他们不相信童女怀孕。
Because they do not believe the virgin can become pregnant.
他们也不相信红海曾经被分开。
They don't believe that Red Sea can be divided.
他们也更不相信说能够在六日之内能够神造出这宇宙万物。
They don't believe God can create the universe in six days.
所以呢，这些神迹奇事呢，单凭我们的这个理性和逻辑，我们是不能理解的。
So I don't think we can understand their logic.
那么，约翰福音三章三节这儿说。耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
So in John 3:3, it says, Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
也就是这里告诉我们了，人只有有了重生的生命，我们才会明白和接受神所做的这些事情。
In other words, unless we understand, then we can accept what we do.
因为神的大能可以改变一个人的生命。
Because God's great power can change a person's life.
更可以改变一个人的思维方法。
Can also change the person's thoughts.
那么一些过去那么想不通的事情，如果你真的是信了神了，你就会迎刃而解。
Anything that we cannot believe in the past, but in belief, once we believe in God, then we can accept.
那么一位弟兄呢，曾经分享他的信主经历时说
，So one of the brothers shared his experiences.
他说他多年不信主最大的障碍就是他不能接受童女怀孕这件事情。
The reason he couldn't believe because he cannot accept.The virgin become pregnant.
他说他因为他是医生，他认为这是绝对不可能的。
Because he is a physician, he doesn't think it's possible.
但是当他有一天信了神之后，他相信，那么既然神的能力是无限的。
That once he believed in the Lord, he believed that God's power is omnipotent.
那么既然神的能力是无限的，那么关于童女怀孕这件事情，在神他一定是能做到的。
So if God is omnipotent, there's nothing He cannot do.
那么让我们一起来回想一下我们今天的信息。
So let's recap today's message.
那么在当时的教会刚刚成立，那么人数呢从100多人即将增加到了数千人。
In those days, the church just began. That increased to about several thousand.
那么会众呢，过着一种乏务公用的这种集体的生活。
And they lived in a kind of a commune system.
那么然而呢，一些寡妇呢的需要就没有被注意到。
And some of the widows' need were ignored.
那么会众中就出现一些怨言。
So there are complaints.
那么在处理这件事情的过程中呢，我们看到教会中的四组特殊的人群。
So from those we can see the thing, different things in the church.
就是有需要的一些寡妇。
the needy widows，
还有就是专心传道的一群使徒
，and the devoted apostles，
还有就是被圣灵充满的七位执事
，and the deacons who are full of spirit，
还有一些信从真道的祭司
，and the priests who believe in the faith。
那么他们的社会背景和他们的生活经历都是不一样的。
They have a different background, different experiences.
那么在人看来，他们有着不同的社会地位。
And from people's eye, they have a different positions in the society.
但是福音打破了所有的这些不同。
But the gospel break down all those differences.
那么在神的面前，他们都成为了蒙恩的罪人，都成为了神的儿女。
So before God, they all become God's children.
在教会中，他们因着福音，那么一起来服事。
So in the church, because of the gospel, they can all serve together.
那么他们按照自己的职分一同来配搭。
And they can work with each other according to the different ministry they have.
在教会中一起服事这位独一的真神。
So they serve the only true God in church.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and thank you.
我们谢谢你赐给我们主你宝贵的话语。
We thank you to give us your precious words.
我们感谢你透过教会的历史，使徒行传里面所记录的发生在教会过去的这些事情。
We thank you from what happened in the church history as recorded in the Acts.
让我们知道教会建立的初期发生过多少这些我们不想看到的事情。
If we know that the early church has so many things that we didn't like to see.
但是主，我们也看到主你赐给主你的使徒们，你这些门徒们，他们智慧。
You also let us see you give the wisdom to your disciples.
让他们怎么样靠着你的恩典，靠着主你圣灵的引导，能够处理各样的事。
So they can take care of things according to the leading of the Spirit and your word.
能够让你的教会按照主你的旨意继续来发展。
So make your church continue to develop according to your will.
主，我们求主你也赐给我们智慧和力量。
May you also give us the wisdom and the strength.
主，也让我们能够在服侍你的时候，按照主你的旨意，按照主你在圣经中教导的。
Yeah, also that we can serve you according to your teachings and your will.
能够让你的教会复兴。
So that your church may be revived.
让我们弟兄姐妹也按照你赐给我们的不同的职分来服侍。
So let us.Different brothers, sisters, to serve you according to your gifts.
让我们一同来兴旺福音。
So we can revive the church.
来荣耀主你自己的名。
To make we all glorify your name.
我们谢谢恩主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
And we pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.